Om Shanti, good morning. So, Sister Santosh doesn't need any introduction, especially to this group. But Om Shanti, few words of introduction about Santosh Didi. So, Sister Santosh has been born in a very spiritual family. Her Laukik parents had come to Baba in the year 72, and she also was exposed to the spiritual knowledge at a very young age. And in the year 1980, she decided to study this spiritual study with greater interest and eventually dedicated her life for the service of humanity. Even in her Laukik times, Didi was multi-talented and multifaceted, and we can see the same thing in even in her spiritual services. So there's a long list of Didi's activities and awards, but to cut it short, just have a few of them. So Didi is Joint Regional Coordinator of Brahmakumari's services in Russia, CIS and Baltic region, and also she's Director of Divine Light Art and Culture Group, and also an author and coordinator of many educational projects like the Relay Race of Positive Change, Old is Gold, Happy Family, The Masterpiece of God, Golden Rules for Health, 16 Celestial Arts, and many others. And also Sister Santosh is regional coordinator of Worldwide Brahmakumari's initiative, 7 Billion Acts of Goodness. And also she was author of many books, articles and essays on spirituality. She's a very experienced spiritual teacher and a leader with over 40 years of experience. And Sister Santosh visited and lectured courses in more than 30 countries globally. So today we are very glad to have her here. And this is not a regular session or a lecture. It is just a spiritual conversation and a chit-chat that we are going to have with her. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Everyone okay? Health okay? Because when physically we feel very comfortable, it is easy to take soul into comfortable stage and connection with Baba. This is not law, but this is fact. Although when we become conqueror of matter, no matter how much inconvenient physically we feel, we still can keep soul at rest. But at this stage, most of us would easily get connected with Baba when physically they are in comfortable environment. So as you heard from Sister Shweta, she was talking about some projects. So one of the projects which is very near and dear to me as godly student, I think as per today's Murli, as per our today's lesson, as godly student, we can have conversation about this project. Not theory, but project in the sense to see how much I have inculcated this part of my knowledge. 16 celestial arts complete. Because when people inquire about what Brahma Kumaris is doing, what are teachings of Brahma Kumaris, we have few forms of reply. We have several options. Either we approach it with respect to four subjects, we speak about four subjects, or we speak about in terms of moral and ethical virtuous transformation, or we speak about the knowledge which brings peace, happiness, love in our life, health in our life. But one of the important thing which Baba says, I teach you to make you deity from an ordinary human being. I teach you to make you Narayan. Narayan. So first thing which we are going to do here is to exercise our throat, our tongue, our mouth, and vividly speak this word Narayan. Because the word, when you speak about Narayan, you already have half, at least that much taste of perfection. Narayan. 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 So, Narayan is not Nar. Nar means man. Narayan is not a man. Not a man. Man is... Narayan is a perfect human, not man. Perfect human means perfect. Human means personality. Personified the soul in humus, human body. So human, perfect human. Narayan, perfect human. And when we speak about Lakshmi, so it's not women. Lakshmi is not women. Lakshmi is the personality reflecting or spreading the rays of perfection. Lakshmi, radiating perfection. Personality radiating perfection. Narayan. So Baba is making us Lakshmi and Narayan. So I cannot take liberty of time in this, because even ordinary rice is cooked in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So it means I have to consider in this definitely the duration of making. I cannot take whole life saying, Baba, yes, I am becoming. Yes, Baba, I am doing effort. Baba, yes, I will transform. So it means I have to ask question from Baba. Baba, in how much time I will become Narayan? What Baba will say? Time when somebody comes and says, okay, in how much time this course will finish? Do we have any answer? If we reply, that is wrong. Because it's lifelong study. But it's not lifelong becoming. That would be a little cleverness. If I say lifelong, I'm becoming. No, study, become, and serve. And continue to add the degree of perfection. I'm perfect, but now I'm adding perfection into intensity of perfection. I'm increasing. But to live with defect has no sense, right? So, time. So number one, Brahma Baba. Number one, Mamma. How much time Mamma took to become perfect? That's time for me. How much time Brahma Baba took to become perfect? That's time for me. So at least I have to keep that as aim. Mamma become perfect in this time. So then next question will come. How did Mamma become perfect within this time period? Then question will come of what was her dharana that she became perfect in this much period of time. Because she must have selected some short route. Because there is a big route, 80 years. But there was a short route, shortcut. And what was that shortcut? And once I know about that shortcut, I too would then see the perfection touching me or tasting perfection. So what is that dharana which mama had? So this project, 16 celestial art complete, this conversation is something which makes our study very interesting if we introduce others from this point of view. And for my own self also, I keep in my mind, I am here with Baba to become 16 celestial arts complete. So it starts from astrological body, which is moon and sun. So these astrological bodies attract humanity. They are serving humanity timelessly, without any assignment, without any timetable. So it means, if I want to attain any such degree which is compared to astrological bodies like sun and moon, because I am going to become sun dynasty or moon dynasty, it means the very first change in the consciousness is to come out from limits. Which country moon belongs? Which country sun belongs? How many hours sun works? How many holidays sun has? How much pay moon gets? Moon and sun, astrological bodies. I am going to become sun dynasty, moon dynasty. I am going to achieve 16 celestial, astrological beauty. Beauty beyond, above earth, endless. Then, will I ask anyone, okay, please explain, how many hours we have to do service in the center? How many hours? And is it okay if we take some days holiday, or is it okay if we take time out? Self-operated nature, that is what is astrological body. Self-ruled, self-mastery. Who is giving timetable to moon, sun? So we have gone into the habit of asking for what to do. And once we are stabilized in our original stage, very pure, peaceful soul, that is, I am a peaceful being, then what to do? Just be peaceful being and radiate peace. Be being of happiness and radiate happiness. What does moon and sun are doing? Are they becoming something? No, they are. They are. I am. I am light. I am being of light. I am also the being or the resident of the world beyond all astrological existence. Right? Yeah, so wonderful. But it is too high for many. They have not even begun to think about this height or greatness or vastness of their personality, because they are too stuck in body, too stuck. Stuck and stick. That Baba has to take the skin from the soul. It's too much. And we say, ui, student, it hurts me. She spoke the way it hurts. But Baba was taking your body consciousness. You're too stick. And without this body conscious removed, this celestial body beyond all these dimensions, the body, the soul which belongs to soul world is not going to be visible. People won't get vision of the soul. Okay, so we are sitting so many here, right? So if I invite one, this is one section, right side, this is middle, third, and then last row. So I think that next row they will feel difficulty in coming, yeah? They are enjoying their comfortable sitting. Hello? Second row? Oh, translation. All. Very nice. Great source. Okay, then we have only three. One, two, and three. If volunteers, it's okay. But if I have to invite, I have already set my mind whom I will invite. Okay? Anyone from here, volunteer yourself? You understand English? Okay, anyone? Okay, so she's without translation. Huh? Come. Come. Leave your belongings. Yes, come. And yes, come, brother. You. Yes. Okay, I think you can, yeah, you can stand here. You can stand here. And one sister from here who is looking on that side. You. You, you. Yes, yes, you. Yeah. Come, come. Because she was looking at others. Okay. Come, come. Come this side. Come, come this side. Okay, give them mic. They will tell their name. How many years they are with Baba? Where do they serve or live? And then we will start.
What do I have to do? Introduce yourself. My name is Pramila, Pramila Pancholi. And what do I have to say now? Sorry. Oh, I'm from England. And, I'm from England. And my name is Pramila Pancholi. And I've been in Gyan for about on and off. It's been about 30 years. But before, I was only allowed to come for, I was like 1 day a week, you know, and then I didn't know if I was counted as a full-time or part-time. And I used to say, the teacher says, it's okay, you're full-time, because other 7 days, one day okay. I was allowed to come to center and do the course, and the other days, you're still in with Baba.
Okay, so, that's so how many of you are playing the role of center vasi? Center Vasi instrument, please raise hand. Center Vasi.
Oh, center.
Okay. Good. Give her.
Om Shanti. My name is Meena Sharma. I live in Bhutan and I'm a Center Nivasi. I'm in Gyan for 15 years, but I thought I'll take an opportunity because I'm all alone in Bhutan.
Yeah, no, it is so. Good. We welcome you.
We have only one center. That opens only on Sunday.
Okay.
So I thought I am meeting Didi, I'll be able to learn. Thanks.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Om Shanti. My name is Paramjit. I'm from Leicester, UK, and I'm part of the coordinating team at Harmony House in Leicester. And I've been in Gyan for 28 years.
Good, thank you. So you stay here. You don't have to return back yet. Now, like a car and driver, how many of you have car in center, in home? How many? Okay. So maybe some of you participated in the process of purchasing car. Yeah, maybe car was gifted to you or it was brought to you. So when we buy car, driver, or the owner goes to the shop or the showroom and buys car, pays some money and buys car. This is something very common. But there is wonder in the world which is happening since time immemorial, which is wonder of the drama, but we neglected that. We never cherished the beauty of that wonder. And what's that wonder? Is that there is a showroom, there is a workshop where car is made, where driver is seated, and from that showroom or the workshop, driver and car come together. And that is womb of mother. Mother's womb, from where car and driver both come together. Hurrah! We have come. Now we will be with you. But very strange thing. Such a sophisticated car comes out, but it comes without any instruction manual. And then what happens is that this one who is already driving this car is called my mother, and this one who is already driving the car is called my father. They start telling me, do like this. Papa says, no, it's better eat like this. Grandmother says, better walk like this. Grandfather says, better sleep like this. Meaning is, it's not final what is better, what is good, what is best, but I start getting the training of driving. But I never get license. Anyone can correct me anytime. This was wrong. This is not right. This one wrong. When I came first in the center for service, surrendered my life, whole my life, my mother, who was a very good cook, she was cooking for all dadis, Brahma Bhojan, this or that. And she, observing her, I learned cooking. And I thought that for me cooking is like this. And I came at the center, the instrument, means whosoever was there, I made chapati, she came, no, not this way you have to put oil, this way, this side you have to put oil. And inside I had a thought, whole life we were putting oil on this side, right? And now this one is saying like this. She could say, oh, we put oil on this side, that was acceptable. But put on this side, what does it mean? So there I started thinking about how much important it is to introduce God's knowledge, Shrimad, for using the body, for karma. Because one is human way of karma, human way of living, human suggestions, another is Shrimad. So Shrimad will not say which side put oil on chapati. But Shrimad will say how you can make a good chapati which is digestible. And if this one is happy putting oil this side, for that one you put oil on that side. And if this one is happy putting oil this side, you make for this. This is Shrimad. So that is for whole life, that incident made underline for me the importance of Shrimad, because I could see that if we continue to behave like this, we will really make the life of others full of sorrow. We will hurt at every moment. No, don't do this like this, this is like this. But so from that time onwards, I felt so much liberated. Yes, Baba. Thanks, Baba, you have come for the whole humanity to liberate them. So liberation does not mean that other people won't do what they are doing, but I won't be caught in any kind of games. Because I am clear. I won't have self-doubt. in terms of what is to be done. So that is called as 16 celestial arts. And 16 means when I have full car, I am able to drive car fully. So this from top to bottom, I am sure you are not tired, right? So it starts from here, but generally we show this point, na? Because soul's position is here. So from here we start till toe. So all movements, all actions from here till toe, there are 16 kinds of actions. 16 kinds of karma from here to toe. And the very first is karma or art of thinking. Art of thinking. Yes? So what is the new thought which Baba gave us? Who are you? Who are you? Soul. And what is this? My body. It's with me. Yes? I have given to Baba. And what is my name? What is my name? Santosh. No. Name of this body is Santosh. And what these all three great souls speak? My name is, my name is, my name is, my name is. Yes? So what is the lesson of becoming 16 celestial arts complete? The very first thing is here. Thought, mind stabilized in truth. Truth. This is truth about me. This is not truth. This is temporary. This is not final reality. I am final reality. So, as soon as my thoughts become connected to true knowledge, my all activities automatically. We have to underline this. We then don't need to learn in most of the cases all other 15 kinds of arts, but they accompany. Okay? So now you move like a brother. Come back like a soul. Move like a sister. Come back like a soul. What is the difference? Move like a brother. Again. No, don't distract him. Yeah, generally we were very much conscious. Now you people can take seat. We will. You can sit here. Yeah, you can sit. We will do another thing also. So see now. What feelings were connected with being man? Today Baba told, you will get time to revise today's Murli. Each and every word of today's Murli is to one Murli for making 16 celestial arts complete. So, what was that? Man and woman is connected with this piece, but soul is beyond this. Of course, we have Hindi Murli, and we have translation. So now by this time, translation in English is close to perfect, but still translation is translation. But still, I'm sure you could underline. Yes? We are not brothers, we are not sisters, we are souls. And now see how much percentage of activity or of or our interaction is based on this consciousness that I am sister and this one is brother. oh, brother has come, brother has come, he will help moving the chair, you know, like this. Oh, sister is going, call her sister, she will sit in meditation, like this, you see. Too much in body consciousness, too much. We thought being sister and brother is good, but what Baba corrected today, even being sister, feeling yourself sister, and even thinking of yourself as brother, this too is body consciousness. Did you notice this today while listening Murli? Thinking that I am a sister too is body consciousness. Yeah.
So when Baba says brother souls,
Yeah. Okay. I will come to that. So when I say I am sister and this one is a brother, so still that women body is there in the mind image. So how I have to come out from this? How I have to come out from this? Because I am in women body, I am sister, but I am not sister. Sister, but not sister. So that will be when one good day I will suggest myself, dear soul, final, stop cherishing the privilege of being a sister. Be soul now. Get up. Because, can I get this seat, please? You know, this is all women and sister. Because this is privilege which we enjoy. So unless I renounce this, how can I become Shakti? Current will not be visible. Current will not flow through my thinking. It will be like a dead body. Dead body. How can a dead body help God in creating heaven? I am a current. He needs current. He does not need these dead bodies, women or men. So Lakshmi is not dead body. Lakshmi is 100 volt on or 1000 volt light on, switched on. Lakshmi, empress of the world, is not a small thing. And this is switched on here only. And this is switched on just on the basis of this thought. I am a soul. I am a light. So as long as I enjoy being women, sister, auntie, mother, daughter, this or that, so I stay far from my perfection. Got it? Simple or not? Yes? Choice is mine. Choice is mine. If I want to make all my activities perfect, then who is driving matters? Who is driving? American driving this body. Russian driving this body. I will show you. No, it is not something, you know, connected to nationality. But it means you don't want to renounce this privilege of being a citizen of this country, citizen of that country. So now you have to stand and walk like, which country you said?
UK.
Walk like a British. Come back like a soul. Soul means I will walk slowly. Yeah? Okay. Walk like a Bhutani. come back like a soul. Both are same. Okay. Yes. Which country?
UK.
Also UK. Okay.
Walk like
Britisher. But do everyone wear sari there? That they have to get it. Okay. So Indian or Britisher? Okay. You are an Indian woman. Okay. Can you become soul and come back? Come back. It means we will never be able to reach airport, no? With this plane. So if I am a soul, I will never reach airport. Does it mean? No? Okay, so this was our perception about soul consciousness, at least my perception of spirituality and being soul was that these people, meditators, yogis, are passive. This was my perception before I came to Baba. And therefore I had allergy from spirituality because I wanted to do something for the world, for my life, for society, for nation. But this was hindrance when I saw they are sitting, doing yoga, not doing anything for. So now we understand. Perfect women means 100% soul conscious. And perfect does not mean slow. Accurate. When some activity is needed with this speed, I am able to do with that speed. And when an activity is needed with that speed, I can that. If not, I speak. No. When I have to have some spiritual conversation, then volume this much. Hey, sisters and brothers, I can increase it to 100 also. It's not, I cannot speak well. No, it's my throat and I can regulate it. So this is called, this car is perfect. Because with perfect car, you can drive on road and you can fly. Car with wings. So with this, I can choose to act as per need. And then what happens is, the perfect soul, perfect body can be with all. With all. Because I am above these limits. As sun and moon cannot be hired by anyone. Nobody can pay the price for purchasing moon. So nobody also can own me. I love you. You are my sister. You understand me well. You can't own. Nobody can own me. I am above. I am sun, dynasty soul. You can't take your flag and show your right. Oh, because we had researched first on sun, so sun now belongs to us. We understand sun more. No, you can do all these games on earth, but no close to sun. Got it? So, no distraction, no attraction. Nobody can stick to me and nobody will be in disliking relationship with me. No attraction, no distraction. So this all is our study as per today's Murli. I'm not saying anything else, but I'm just revising what was in today's Murli. So this is wonder that this piece of car came. So Baba's university provides license for driving, certificate. Yes, this is soul, all virtues complete, double non-violent, 16 celestial arts complete. So this certificate we get at the end, ultimately, from all those who are around us. So who am I? Brother or sister? I am soul. But when Baba uses the expression brother souls, it is just one particular context. What is that context? One particular context. This is not beyond that. Because in this physical world, for a long time, especially in Bharat, when Baba comes in Bharat, and in other religious system, it was of course too much. Only lately it has started changing. System was and remains to great extent to this date that son will get full inheritance and daughter will get a small share like gift. Yes, small. Not share word also not, just like gift. But son will get full inheritance. So son means brother. So only in that context Baba says you are all not daughter souls but brother souls, that is sons of God. Means inheritors. Because Baba speaks this when he comes on this earth. He does not speak this from sky. So on this earth the laws were such, so that to give us experience of being inheritors, Baba uses this expression. You are all brothers, no one is daughter, so that I have to be afraid, oh how much I will get. No, you will not get share, you will get full right. So this is the way. So this Shivratri, if each and every one of us can renounce this privilege of being brother or sister in terms of certain activities. Yes, as I explained. Oh, give me the seat, please. No? This is my brother. Or the, yes, I will get. If I need physically, if I have some pain, that's another thing. Making my body convenient is another thing. But becoming sister is another thing. Shakti. Shakti. Current. One scientist in Soviet Union time, Mr. Bakhtsereev, and his daughter, Natalia Bakhtsereva, 34 years ago when we started services there in Russia, she came to know that they are speaking something about consciousness, and her whole life was doing research of brain and consciousness. So she thought that, you know, competition has come, that someone is daring to speak about consciousness, because she thought she's the only lady in the world who has done research and she knows everything about consciousness. And just imagine, after 2 hours of meeting, first day, she got a bombardment on her head when she came to know consciousness has nothing to do with brain. It's totally separate issue. And her whole life, so she became so depressed after that. 1 month she disappeared. Because her whole philosophy became irrelevant. So, when her father during Second World War was given this duty to do research on brain, so all the soldiers who were about to die, their bodies were brought in his laboratory. It's so cruel, but this is true in this story. That these bodies, then he would take the head, means brain part, and dissect the whole nervous system. So by dissecting many, many hundreds of the heads, brain, he could make perfect, only one man in the world made perfect model of the nervous system is that is Bhaktirev, Mr. Bhaktirev. And that model is still there in Kazakhstan, in Tatarstan University, Kazan capital, which is within this Russia region service territory. So rector of this university gave me excursion through this university, and I saw this model. It's exactly like electric circuit of some house. Wires. Yes? Too cozy? Too relaxed? And so this whole electric system here, because there are two things for this body, cold and voice. Sometime, yes, Baba's lecture, and too cold, we become cozy, yeah? So therefore, keep doing like this, okay? You will not wanna, yeah. Now we can. So, this whole model which is there, as soon as I saw that, the model of Baba's knowledge in terms of soul became so visible clearly, how that can be explained, that this is house, and this here, from here is electric circuit hole. So this house is ready, wiring is ready, communication is ready, but where is current? The only current is soul, me. This is all wiring, separate. I am light. And if I meet this one, this is house. I pass through this house every day. It's a beautiful house, but 24 hours, even in the night, dark, no light switched on, I will be afraid. I will be afraid that maybe there is some ghost living in the house. So therefore, every morning, Baba says, switch on the light. Switch on the light. Be soul conscious, so that when everyone passes through, he says, light is there. Good house. Good person living there. So that is how we practice this project, 16 Celestial Art. I switch on this and carry on all the activities. Okay? Okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So we can all wave and thank Sister Santosh.
Thanks for what?
For a beautiful exploration of our very first lesson and a beautiful demonstration of how to catch the subtle hints from the Murli and continue with the thread of churning.